The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
It's time for Sports Talk with Ron Cameron on the all-new FM 101.5 and AM 1400 The Patriot. I'm Alex Hallway, your producer, and here's Ron Cameron.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Ron Cameron, and we are open line. Anything you'd like to talk about in sports the first hour, the Lions game will preview, and talk about the Lions if you so desire. You can talk about the Wings, the Pistons. Anything that's on your mind?
George Carl apologized.
What's that?
George Carl apologizing for his comments in his book.
Good for him. I'll tell you what, I stick with him. Don't back off, George. Better than that. Well, we're open line. Give me a call, 800-923-9385, or email cameronsportstalk@yahoo.com. Next hour, Roger Faulkner. Yeah, Roger Faulkner from the soccer legend. I'll be in the studio here, talk about soccer, make it here, and everything else. And he brought the World Cup here, if you remember, in 94. It's my boy, Roger. Roger Faulkner will be in the studio, answer your questions. And let me give you the future shows. Next Saturday, Bruce Fields, the minor league hitting coordinator of the Tigers, he'll be on. And next Sunday, we've got on another good guy, absolutely killed the Tigers, Ernie Witt. Ernie Witt, been 130 times up in Detroit, hit 13 homers.
Well, of his whole career, he only hit like 130 career homers, and I think 13 of them were here.
And 130 times up, that's Babe Ruth territory.
In Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, well, I know, yeah. We're not talking about against the Tigers, we're talking about Tiger Stadium. He didn't play in Detroit. Oh, he was a pull monster. And that overhang in right field, he just tattooed that overhang.
He was an all-star one year, by the way. Oh, I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, I know. We go way back. I got out of baseball in 1970, came back here to do college, and I did several of the games at the Macomb Community College. He was the catcher. Folks, Art James was a center fielder who later played for the Tigers. And so we go way back. He's been on my show. He hadn't been on my show in 37 years, like a lot of people. They're bouncing back. I'll be looking forward to him. That's a week from Sunday. After that, we've got very interesting shows. I mean, you're going to love it. We've got Larry Murphy, Thomas Holmstrom, Jim Leland, among a whole bunch more. Stay tuned for that. Give me a call now. We're open line this hour, 800-923-9385. Email cameronsportstalk@yahoo.com. We're getting the scoreboard and the NFL coming, including the big game with the Giants and Washington today. And right now the Giants are leading in Washington 3-0. If the Giants beat Washington, the Lions are in the playoffs. Now the Lions have to win tonight to get a home to make sure they win a game or try to win a game. They'll get a home game and a bye if they win tonight. A bye, is it just a home game?
They just win the division and get a home game because... Yeah.
Well, they win the game. All right, they win the division and get a home game, and they have a chance to win that. If they don't, they just hobble in if they get beat tonight. And, well, if they get beat tonight and Washington wins, they're not in at all.
That's true.
We'll see. Give me a call, 800-923-9385, open line. North Center Brewing in Northville features handcrafted brews on tap, made right on the premises with Michigan-made equipment. Bring your family and friends to North Center Brewing to watch your favorite teams or big game on North Center's 55-inch LEDs. With North Center's Brewing 10 taps, you'll always get a great beer, and you can sample the beers and even take home your favorite brew. North Center Brewing in downtown Northville on Center Street across from Kroger. Open Tuesday through Sunday for hours. Check the web, northcenterbrewing.com, northcenterbrewing.com. And CrossFit Frostbite in Farmington Hills. You heard them yesterday on the show for a few. Every person's CrossFit gym, where coaches teach male and females the best way to get in shape with strength and conditioning, with a focus on form for safety. Classes are 7 days and nights. For more info, go to CrossFitFrostbite.com. 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 That's hard to say. If you're looking to buy or rent a home, I should say, if you're looking to buy a home or sell your home, put your trust in the Fontaine Realty team, who truly cares about their clients beyond the sale or purchase of your home. Whether you're buying or selling, go to FontaineRealtyTeam.com, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E, RealtyTeam.com, part of the RE/MAX Home Sales Service. That's FontaineRealtyTeam.com. The Fontaine Realty Team, helping you make your best move. And Lacio's Pizza in Warren features the area's best pizza, including their chicken shawarma pizza. Also the Magna Pizza, 50 slices for $25. Open 7 days, lunch and dinner for carryout and delivery and catering. Located corner of Hoover and 11 Mile, 696 Service Drive. For Lacio's menu, go to LacioPizza.com. LacioPizza.com, LacioPizza.com. Whoa. The Giants now lead Washington 10-0, folks. 10-0. So if the Giants win this game, the Lions are in the playoffs. However, if the Lions don't win tonight, the Lions will be in and out of the playoffs. I mean, they'll have a game, but chances are they won't win, but that's good news for Lions fans.
It would probably be at Seattle. So if, let's say the Giants do hang on and the Lions lose to Green Bay, you're probably going to have a game at Seattle.
One and out. Oh, question, one and out.
Nobody wins up there.
No, that's a tough place to play. The fans are wild there. Let's see if Washington come back. Now, folks, it's early in the game. There's the second quarter, 9:20 left in the second quarter. So the Washington had a chance. Washington be very explosive at times with Kirk Cousins. Very explosive. Let's give you the rest of the scoreboard. Zete Ballo of Cincinnati wins at home against Baltimore today, 27-10. Is the coach over there going to retire? And they're talking about him. He is. He's not. Nobody knows.
Marvin Lewis.
We'll see. And Indianapolis, there's another question in coaching. They did beat Jacksonville today, 24-20. New England just clobbered Miami. You can say what you want about Sue, but Sue's a stiff almost. Sue is stuck on 5 sacks all year. They're the worst run defense in the league, and Sue's supposed to take care of that? And they've I think, about 13 points more allowed than they scored, even though 10-6. They've given up more points than they've scored.
17.
Yeah, so minus 17. Not good. Minnesota home beat Chicago. Where's your Bears? Absolutely destroyed them, 38-10. New York Jets at home beat Buffalo, 30-10. Dallas goes to Philadelphia, and Philadelphia beats them, 27-13. Now, Romo started that game. It looked pretty good. I didn't see the whole thing, so I don't know how he ended up. So where are we going from there? Cleveland almost won. They lost in Pittsburgh in overtime, 27-24. And Carolina lost in Tampa. Boy, what a rough year for Carolina. 17-16. Houston goes on the road and gets beat in Tennessee, 24-17. Atlanta. Boy, Atlanta's been a real surprise this year. Just starting the second quarter in Atlanta, they lead already 14-10. That's an explosive offense. All their defense is poor, so they probably won't go very far in the playoffs. But they've had a great year. Denver, is Kubiak's job on the line? It shouldn't be. If it is, something's wrong with the president over there, and that's John Elway. 10-0 They lead Oakland in the second quarter. Oakland needs this to win a division. Arizona on the road in L.A. leads 3-0 against the Rams. Kansas City at San Diego, 10-10. Okay, now we get another Giants. The Giants scored again?
Just a nice run from Rashad Jennings.
Oh, okay. So they haven't scored yet. They're leading 10-0 in Washington with 9:39 left in the second quarter. What's that big game? There's another big game coming up tonight. Give me a second. Oh, that's right. The Lions host Green Bay. Yeah, they got to win that game if they're going to win a playoff game. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
They can beat anybody at home, I think, the Lions.
Well, they can. Yeah, that's why if they win, if they get a home game, they can at least win a game.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have to play in Seattle their opening game, bye-bye, birdie.
Or it could be Atlanta, depending on what Seattle does.
I wouldn't want to play either team. Atlanta, though, you could score on Atlanta. That'd be a shootout at the OK Corral if they play Atlanta. Let's go to JJ in Lincoln Park. What's up, JJ?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine Julio Jones and the depleted Detroit Lions secondary? How many yards after the catch that wide receiver would get?
Let's not talk about anything else you want to talk about, JJ.
Well, I'm so glad. Well, I'm definitely going to talk about Roger Faulkner next hour. I can't wait to call in and talk to him.
That'll be great.
And I'm so glad you're having Jim Leland on the show in the upcoming months. Nice to hear Larry Murphy's coming in.
Yes.
Larry Murphy has the distinction of being voted along with my good pal Dave Shand as the worst defenseman of all time for the Toronto Maple Leafs in the poll. And I think that's just hilarious because both of them were really good. They didn't like the money that the manager shelled out for them, and they didn't win anything.
And did you see what happened in the shootout? Or Thomas Holmstrom in the alumni game?
No, please tell me.
He went in all alone and got stoned by Mike Palmateer, who's 62 years old. Hadn't played in 40 years. He hadn't because he retired early. Palmateer didn't like the owner. Him and Dave Keon, but Palmateer retired in his early 30s. My God. And as soon as he stopped the shot, he skated off the ice. What a swan song for Mike Palmateer. They gave him a standing ovation.
Dave Keon, there's a name from the past, probably the greatest Maple Leaf of all time. Probably.
Well, you could put Frank Mihalovic right in there as well.
Yeah, the big M, yeah, but man. I think Dave Keon was a better overall player.
He quit. Oh, overall, man, he was. Well, they're my three stars, as Foster Hewitt would say. They lost a game one night, 6-0 Toronto. My three stars are number one, Johnny Bauer. He played a stellar game in the net. If Hedman for Bauer would have been 10-0, he only gave up six goals. My second star is
Tim Horton.
Oh no. Johnny Bauer was the first star.
Yeah.
And the star number three was Alan Stanley. He was a very steady self on the defense. And my second star is Dave Keon. He was here, there, and everywhere. And Johnny Bauer, what can you say? Stellar performance today. He gave up six goals, but it should have been 10. But the interesting part about this guy, Foster Hewitt, he was doing the three stars one night. He had Keon almost all the time until somebody says, Foster, Keon didn't play tonight.
What about Matt Sundin? He actually leads the Maple Leafs in career points.
Well, I'm trying to finish my story here. Awesome. You jumped right in. So what was I saying before I was really interrupted? Sundin wasn't in the
game. Dave Keon wasn't even in the game, and he got named.
He got named one of the three stars. And Foster, how can you put Keon there? He always used three stars. They could get beat by six goals. All three stars were from Toronto. I know he didn't play, but his presence meant everything.
Well, some of those old now. Is there a better segment in sports television than the three-star selection? Because, man, even after the game was over, you always tuned in for the three-star selection.
Oh, by Foster Hewitt. Do you remember when the United States, they used to come in the first period and Foster would say, good evening, hockey fans from the United States and Newfoundland. So what does Newfoundland have to do with that? Yeah. But he would say that at the start of each broadcast. And that hockey night in Canada was brilliant back then.
Oh, that was...
You know who's still living?
What?
You know who's still living?
Who? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Marie Westgate.
Wow.
From Esso Oil, the commercials?
I remember Esso Oil, yeah.
Murray Westgate was a voice. He's still alive in his mid-90s. Look it up. What is he, 98 or something like that now? Check it up at Murray Westgate.
We're talking, Alex doesn't even know the joy that you're bringing me.
No,
right now.
No. Well, no, he wouldn't know. He has no.
He is 98.
98 years of age. He's still alive. You know who else is still alive?
Now you're telling me Andy Bathgate?
No, he died.
I know.
He was in bad shape. But you know who's still alive? And he's not exactly a spring chicken either. And check this one out. From Howie Meeker. Oh, play it again. Play it again.
Oh,
play it again.
Howie, Danny Calvin and Howie Meeker. Oh, man. I just remember. I remember Danny Calvin, a cannonading blast from the point. Oh, a stupendous save by Dryden. Oh,
he had those words. He's been on my show several times at XYZ. And he was a prince of a guy. Great, great broadcaster.
93 years
man,
old.
He's 93? He's not living out in Vancouver. He was doing the Vancouver games. He's not living in Vancouver anymore, is he?
No, he currently... Well, he lives in British Columbia. He lives in Parkville, British Columbia.
Oh, is that right by Vancouver? Okay, I thought he moved somewhere else. Okay, okay. Well, you had some fun talking that old-time stuff tonight, didn't we, JJ?
Well, we sure did. And since it was old-time hockey, we have to give a plug to Eddie Shore. Because you can't say old-time hockey without Eddie Shore.
The players used to hate... I used to talk to Bill White, the defenseman. Remember the solid defenseman in the NHL? We used to sit around talking about... He came up with and played for Eddie Shore, and Eddie Shore was a monster to play for. He'd just run you right in the ground. Springfield, Eddie Shore. Great defenseman, Eddie Shore, back in the 30s.
He was a heck of a player. Those were the good old days. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't remember old Boot Nose and
Bruce, my nose has been broken so many times. That's why they call it Boot Nose, Bruce.
Well, I was like Calgary are skating well.
Oh, tonight. Calgary are in a Edmonton. Edmonton are a skating club. Calgary are a physical club, Bruce.
Yeah, oh, man, those were the days.
Those were the days. You know what he invented? You know what Sid was an inventor. Do you know what Sid invented? Nobody said that back then. He just walked right in along the wall, Bruce. You remember when you're skating, you're not walking.
Yeah,
and number two, what's the wall? Sid was the first National League, as Sid would say, broadcaster to say the wall. Now they're all saying, not only say the wall, it's not the half wall. What's a half wall?
I always called it the boards, but what the heck do I know?
You're right. It was the boards. You never said half boards. He's in along the half boards.
Well, I definitely will be calling back in the 6 o'clock hour to talk to Roger Faulkner. I actually want to really thank him for the Pontiac Silverdome in 1993 for the first indoor soccer.
It was 94, wasn't it, or 93?
It was 93, the first indoor.
The 94 was the World Cup,
America Cup. I sat on the sidelines with my cousin.
You tell him that, and I think he'll get excited to talk to you, too.
I can't wait to do it. Happy New Year, Mr. Cameroon.
You too, JJ.
Hey, keep them around for several years to come because I get great enjoyment listening to your fine radio show.
Well, JJ, thank you, man. Thanks.
And a shameless plug out for Mancino's. I went there and had a grinder a couple days ago. Magnifico.
Did you talk to the owner and tell him you heard it?
I always tell him I hear it on your radio station.
Yeah, well, he's not with me anymore.
Well, maybe he should.
You drove away from the show for crying out loud.
There I go. Happy New
Year.
No,
you're great, JJ.
Bye-bye.
Now, let's take a look at the score. We know we got to take a break here. We're behind a break. 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Rusted Crow by Comerica and the new Little Caesars arena. That's for... We got the wrong goal. That's right. They show sports always on many high-def TVs. Rusted Crow's Detroit features a variety of entrees. Their salmon is excellent. With a corn medley, vegetable, and potatoes, it's great. They include the award-winning mac and cheeseburger. Rusted Crow has handcrafted spirits and cocktails. You'll dine in a rustic, eclectic atmosphere. Rusted Crow has lunch, dinner, and drink specials Tuesday through Sunday. Rusted Crow, perfect place to go before and after the games. Downtown, Rusted Crow Detroit is on the corner of Adams and Park on the first floor of the Kales Building. The Game in Wixom is a custom sports apparel outfitter making uniforms for all sports teams, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, softball, soccer, bowling, wrestling, and more. If you can wear it, the game can make it. They got game. Go to yourgameapparel.com, yourgameapparel.com, or on Facebook, Game Apparel USA, Game Apparel USA. And Capital Wine and Liquor in Troy with new owners offer a good selection of liquor, wine, and beer at reasonable, I should say, low prices. And Capital has a holiday wine special right now. This is it now. 5% off three bottles, 10% off six, and 20% off of a case. Capital is the lowest price in Michigan on, and Metro Detroit, I should say, on cigarettes and cigars. Capital Wine and Liquor on Rochester Road, just north of Big Beaver. Rochester Road, north of Square Lake Road. Got to get that right. We're open line, folks. We still got the Giants leading 10-0. With now 3:53 left in the second quarter, San Francisco leads Seattle 14-13. Do you see now, and you give them the other score? Well, we've given Denver, of course, still 10-0. And Atlanta just rolls right along. They lead New Orleans now 21-10. Is that the swan song from the New Orleans coach? It may be. He's been there a long time. They're looking at him maybe to take over the team in L.A. And the Green Bay Lions game tonight, San Francisco leads Seattle 14-13. That's a surprise. And San Diego and KC are 10-10. Arizona leads at L.A. 6-0. Atlanta 21-10. Man, boy, that offense is something. Defense is suspect, but their offense is outstanding. Okay, give me a call if you have any comments or questions on sports at this number. 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Anything you want to talk about in sports, and we'll take the email now.
We have Chuck from Belleville. He says, yes. About pitch counts, he says that pitch counts are a joke.
Agreed.
And that pitching is all about getting out. It shouldn't matter how many pitches it takes. Mm-hmm. And that 13-man staffs are ridiculous. Your thoughts on that?
Agreed. All the way on both statements. But that's the way the game is today. I mean, today, if you come in and throw two pitches, you pitch in 62 games and just throw 50 innings, you're a multi-millionaire.
There's the best way to explain it. It's so specialized.
It's specialized, and that's why the games are so long. When you win a 1-0 game and there are eight pitchers in there, hello, am I missing something there? And then baseball's trying to change its limit, but you really can't limit the changes they make. I don't know what to say. But the games are too long, no doubt about that. Back to the phones. We've got Dave in Bloomfield. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to know, what happened to your restaurant? I haven't heard a thing about it
okay,
in the last week.
Okay, yeah, it's coming. It's going to be open the next week.
I listened like 2 weeks ago, and you said it's going to be open within a week.
I thought so, but I was wrong. I blew it. I'm not happy that we're not open now, but there's several reasons for it, and I'm having a meeting there to get to the bottom of a lot of that tomorrow. It'll be open in the next week to 10 days.
What do you think for sure?
I think for sure. Doesn't make it for sure if I think for sure. But
way back when you started, you said...
I know. Well, we got in late, and that's the mall's fault for not getting me in there. And a lot of work was not... It was too slow in happening, in my opinion. And I don't spend the time there, so... The old cats away the mice play thing. But I'll be there tomorrow, and we'll get this straightened out. We should be open probably by hopefully open by the beginning of next week. We just got one little thing to do, fire suppression system. Get that done and get the approval, and we're in.
I had another question. What do you think of this outdoor hockey?
I enjoy it. I think there's too much of it now, though, to be honest with you.
Today they have the Red Wings on.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's get the Wings score. It started. What time did it start? 3:15?
Yeah, 3:15. It was 0-0 in the second period. That's That's the last I heard. It's probably later. I don't know.
Who's in the Nets? I'll
look it up.
Well, it's 1-0 Red Wings here. We're winding down the second period.
And who's in goal for Detroit? Corrado?
Well, I'll tell you, while I'm looking up, your goal is scored by Mantha, which is...
I'll tell you, Mantha's going to be a 30-goal scorer in this league sometime. He'll score 20 this year.
And it is Kuro. 16-16. Not bad.
The way I look at it, you know, hockey is made to play outside.
It is, but just a little... I'd like to see two games a year. That would be good to make it really special. Just it slots his duster a little bit. But I agree, man. Back when you were growing up, if you're in Western Canada, anywhere in Canada, but Western Canada especially, I mean, you would freeze to death out there. But that's what hockey was all about.
Yeah, hockey's made to play outside, but you can't do that in the north. It's too cold.
Yeah. Typically. Oh, no, you can't do it in the north. It's too cold. They did it when they were kids.
I always wondered, and nobody gave me an answer. What? About 2 years ago, they had one of those outdoor games in Los Angeles. And it was in the
ice melted.
It was at the Coliseum, and it was like 75 degrees that day. How the hell do they keep that ice good?
The ice probably melted, Dave. It's simple as that. You can't do that in L.A. You can't not do that in L.A. Well, try to do it in Florida.
it would melt. Well, they had some kind of coolers under the ice or something.
They need freezers under the ice. They need Eskimos under there, too.
It is a freezer. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. Well, Dave, thank you for the Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to tell you about the Lions. What I'm afraid is if they happen to get in, but they lose, and everybody, I mean, like they lose their game, but Washington loses, everybody's going to say they backed in.
And they did, but it's been a heck of a year no matter what. And they'd be right saying they backed in.
I'd rather see them win and get in than lose and get in.
I agree. I want to see them win because they got a home game and they have a chance to win that home game. But if they lose and get in, have to play either Seattle or Atlanta, whoa, Nelly, as Keith Jackson would say.
They won't beat Seattle in Seattle.
They will not do that.
They never lose there.
No.
The crowds go crazy there.
Oh, they're nuts, those crowds. Dave, thank you, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, thanks. Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye. Jeff in Ferndale. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, Ron, Happy New Year. You too, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks.
And about the Lions, if they don't win this game tonight, prove everybody wrong, Matt Stafford. You know, prove that you can win a game that matters. He choked the last two games against Dallas and the New York Giants. You know what I'm saying? So the Lions get mad because their organization, because the fans criticize them, but they don't prove everybody wrong. You know what I mean? This game is, I believe, on national television.
Oh, yeah, it's Sunday night
so
game.
So go out there and win. Win. And then shut everybody out.
No truer words were ever spoken, Jeff. You got it. And win and show you belong in the playoffs. You're not backing in.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, guys, you're talking about hockey. When I was a kid growing up, I loved the Red Wings, but the Maple Leafs were always my favorite, one of my favorite teams. Do you remember George Armstrong, Ron?
Yeah. George Armstrong. Indian. You know who George Armstrong's cousin was?
Yeah, wasn't it? Dale McCourt, wasn't
good
it?
Good job, Jeff.
Yeah.
Good job, Dale McCourt and Dan McCourt, the linesman. Remember the name with the draft? They were showing a close-up. He got criticized for this. They were showing a close-up of him in the draft, and he removed his false teeth.
Oh, yeah.
George Armstrong. And everybody just laughed.
He played his entire career with Toronto. The Maple Leafs.
Yes, he did. A lot of people did. Keon did, too. Keon.
Dave Keon.
Yeah,
McDuffin
Armstrong.
Dave Keon, I didn't know he was born, I think, in 1940, but apparently he had a falling out with the Maple Leafs.
He had the falling out with Harold Ballard, and so did Mike Palmateer, who came in there once and made the save on Holmstrom. They were all over Holmstrom after the game. We're going to get on him when he comes on the show. I said, Thomas, you're not that old. You got to be able to beat Mike Palmateer. He's in a senior home now.
He is 76, Jeff. Nice job.
Who are you talking about, 76? Palmateer? Keon. Oh, Keon. I didn't
know.
My God, I didn't. He always looks so young.
Ron, did you know that George Armstrong's granddaughter also coaches the Western Mustangs, the women's hockey program?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I heard that. But
how old is George Armstrong now?
He 86. Was born in 1930. I looked it up online, so he's, what, 86 now?
George Armstrong.
Still alive. And yeah. You know who else is still alive, Rod? I used to like that Dick Irvin Jr. He's like 84.
Oh, remember.
He's still alive.
Remember Danny Gettleman. Thank you, Dick Irvin, for that brilliant analysis.
Oh, I always liked Dick Irvin.
Well, Dick Irvin Sr. was the general manager in Montreal.
Yeah. But anyway, a lot of those guys, I'm surprised, are still alive. But they named Dave Keon as the greatest Maple Leaf of all time, the Maple Leafs.
How old is Armstrong, 84?
84. He was born in 1930, so he's...
No, he's 86. Who's 84?
Dick Irvin.
Dick Irvin.
Oh, yeah. I can see him be above that age.
But anyway, Ron, I hope you guys have a good New Year, good and healthy. And, go Lions. That's all I can say.
Jeff, thank you.
I hope they prove us all wrong.
If you think up a soccer question, give us a call next hour with Roger Faulkner.
Oh, okay. And I'll call you guys back if I think up something. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. What's on your mind? We're open line, taking your comments and questions on support. We'll take that email in a moment. At 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. I got to take a break. What do you got now?
I just can give you a Red Wings update real quick. End of the second, still 1-0. 18-17, the Red Wings are out shooting the Leafs. And
that's good.
In your assist on the Mantha goal, Zetterberg and Tatar.
Zetterberg's still got some gas in the tank. Not scoring a lot of goals, but he's good in points.
19 assists.
19 assists. He's doing a good job this year. And it's good to see the Wings get the first goal like that because they've had some problems in the past doing that. This is a one they need to win because it's another road game. They've been playing much better on the road. They're over 500 on the road. They just can't win at home. But they're on a long seven-game homestand, a road trip. They won the first one in Ottawa, and now they lead Toronto 1-0. Is the second period over?
Yep, end of the second.
Good job, Corral. I said Corrado earlier. Corrado Mikalev. Remember Corrado Mikalev? He was a little goaltender. Corral was a lot bigger than Corrado Mikalev. We'd like to hear from you on Sports Talk during an open line segment at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. And we join in the studio next hour by a man that, well, Roger Faulkner. Roger Faulkner, the soccer legend. He brought the World Cup here. He owned the Detroit Express. He's the president of the local hockey association here in Michigan. He's on the board of governors for the soccer league and the MIS.
United States Soccer Association.
Yeah, he's on the board. Guy's a good man. Roger Faulkner. Talk about soccer today in the United States, particularly in Detroit. Can it make it? Van Born Tavern and Grill just opened in Dearborn. Features great burgers, pizza, seafood, a variety of sandwiches, and more. Many appetizers and salads in Van Born Tavern. It's 40 beers on tap. Show sports on many high-def TVs. Lunch and dinner is 7 days. Happy hour every day, 3 to 6. Bring your family and friends to Van Born Tavern and Grill on Van Born, just east of Telegraph, or find them on Facebook. Tech Shop in Allen Park is a do-it-yourself workshop where you use Tech Shop equipment to build anything you want. You can be an inventor. This is how it works. You become a member of Tech Shop, like a gym member, and the experienced, trained staff at Tech Shop will teach you how to use everything they have. Welding, woodwork, machining, laser cutting, 3D printing, and more. Tech Shop has 18,000 square feet of workspace, including 182-seat theater. Tech Shop has the classes and workshop for all ages and special after-school activities as well. For a free tour every day, go to techshop.com, 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 Tech Shop, Allen Park, next to the Lions Training Facility and Ford World Headquarters. Go to techshop.com. And the Red Olive in Canton, new management, inviting you to come in for a good home-cooked meal at a good price. Red Olive serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days. Daily specials like weekday breakfast, $2.99, 2 eggs, hash browns, and toast. The Red Olive Canton, corner of Canton Center and Cherry Hill. Okay, we're open line, folks, taking your comments and questions on sports until 6 o'clock this evening at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Let's get back to that Giants game and see if we can see how the Giants are doing, and there'd be just about halftime now, wouldn't it be? Oh, no, there's 55 seconds left in the second quarter, 59 seconds. It's still 10-0 Giants. Whoa, that's going to help the Lions. If they win, if the Giants beat Washington, that means the Lions at least get in the playoffs. If they lose tonight, that means they backed in the playoffs. But if they win tonight, they get a home game. And they got a good chance of winning at home, at least a chance to. Lions are good at home. On the road, no chance, especially they're either playing Atlanta with probably the most explosive offense in the NFL, and one of the top two or three, and with Ryan, who's having an MVP-type season, or if they go to Seattle, ooh, Nelly.
Well, Seattle's beating San Francisco. They just took the lead.
Took the lead, did they?
And Atlanta's blowing out New Orleans in Atlanta, 28-13. New Orleans just kicked a field goal. So the way it'd be right now is it would be at Seattle. Because if Atlanta wins, they're in the number two seed.
So it's in Seattle. And folks, let's just hope the Lions win tonight. That's all I'll say to that. Because if they don't win, they'll back in because Washington can't beat the Giants at home. And the Giants had nothing to play for. And this means Washington does not make the playoffs. Whoa, Nelly! If you have any comments, give a call at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk.com. Let's go over the future shows. Next Saturday, Bruce Fields, the Tigers minor league hitting coordinator, will be my guest. Remember him as a bench coach and, of course, hitting coach of the Tigers and managed in the system. In fact, the year he managed in Western Michigan, of course, Grand Rapids, what did he do? He set not a minor league record for wins, but the most wins by a minor league team that year. Three batting titles this young man has won. Two in rookie ball. How can you win two in rookie ball? Maybe rookie A, and I know he won one in AAA, too. Guy could swing the bat. Bruce Fields on Sports Talk next Saturday. And next Sunday, one of my favorites. When I called him, he said, "Who is this?" I said, "What are you calling me for, Ron, to get you on the show?" You know, the last time I was on your show, I said, "Yeah, probably about almost 40 years ago." Yeah, so he's going to be on the show next Sunday. And we got a couple of ex-Red Wings coming on the show after that. Larry Murphy. Pudge Rodriguez said, I think he's waiting to see if he's in the Hall of Fame before he comes on. He said he was out of the country. Pudge, you're out of the country anyway.
Do you think he gets in, by the way?
Not this year. I think he'll get in next year. Performance enhancing. Do you remember the time he came to Detroit? Or when he now to Detroit? He was always a thin guy, and he'd come in spring training one game. They wouldn't even let him in. They knew who he was. He went from looking like olive oil to Popeye in one year. He was built like a brick, you know what house.
He was never completely exonerated, but he was never convicted, so.
Just like B. Arthur, a man or a woman. Walk like a man, talk like a man, built like a man. You're a man. Rodriguez built like a... I mean, Rodriguez, then he hit home runs galore the next year. One umpire told me, when it started the steroids, he said, "I'm going to Baltimore game in spring training, and this muscular guy comes up for the Orioles. Who is this guy?" And he hit a home run. Who is this guy? Ron, it turned out to be Brady Anderson. Brady Anderson? He looked like Hulk Hogan that one year with Baltimore. Oh, you look at Barry Bonds. Look at Mark McGuire. These guys were Boney Maroney when they were in college. And I know. I saw Mark McGuire. He was a string bean when I had my team in the Instructional League. Not in the Instructional League. In the greatest summer... Best summer college for the world championships, and I almost won it that year, my only year. And, oh, my God. And he came up to the plate. The wind just about blew him off away from the plate.
Do you know how you know Brady Anderson used steroids? The year before his big home run season, he hit 16. Then he hit 50. Yeah. Then he hit 18. That's obvious right there. He had 210 career home runs total. That's what?
One quarter of them.
Yeah, fourth, yeah. It's ridiculous.
And Pudge went nuts that year that he had him, and he definitely did him that year. So Pudge Rodriguez, but Thomas Holmstrom of the Red Wings is coming on. Larry Murphy, Barry Smith, the who's now the assistant of the general manager in Chicago for Bowman, an associate coach here. Good guy. Take a quick break and take more of your calls. And Noni's Kids Cupboard in Woodhaven is a children's consignment resale store featuring new and used clothing, furniture, equipment, toys, and more. Noni's Kids Cupboard, open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. and located on King Road between Allen and Grange and the King Plaza. Find Noni's Kids Cupboard on Facebook. Ramshorn in Southfield on 12 Mile East of Northwestern. Open 24-7, the Big Breakfast Special for $3.89. Three eggs, meat, hash browns, pancakes, or toast. Or you can visit Ramshorn in Rochester Hills, Roosevelt, and Fraser. Back to the phones we go, and we're open line at 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Email CameronSportsTalkYahoo.com. Kurt and Fraser, what's happening, Kurt?
Hey, Happy New Year, Ron.
Same to you, Kurt.
And Lynn Jones was born on January 1st. Lynn Jones of the Tigers from 1979 to 83. Out on this 84. He went to Kansas City.
And he almost got an eye. You remember, he had an eye injury. He almost got his eye knocked out.
He wore glasses, didn't he?
That's at the end. He had to because of the... what a great guy. I used to have a bar on the east side, and Lynn Jones would come over every day to have a drink, talk with the people, and play video games. What a great guy. Pinball games back then. What a great guy. Lynn Jones is one of my all-time favorites. Listen, try to find out where Lynn Jones is now and get a number for me, would you, Alex? I would love to get Lynn Jones on the show. He remembers me. Oh, we used to have more fun. Oh, what a great guy Lynn Jones was.
Yeah, he went into managing, and he was a first base coach, I think, for
yes,
a while.
In the big leagues he was, yes.
Right. But he went through the minors. He was manager and through some of the minor league system.
That's when he lost his eye or had an eye injury.
He was in the Red Sox system as the first base coach after working
of the big team. Of the big team.
Yeah, and then he worked in minor league base running with the Braves. Then he joined the coaching staff as alma mater, Thiel College in 2013.
Is he still there?
Looks like he is.
Get a number for me or the college number. Would you do that? You got an assignment. I'd love to get Lynn Jones on the show, Kurt. We're going to get him on.
He grew up in Meadville, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, and that's where that college is near there. So maybe he's always been around there last year.
What a great guy.
Yeah, he was a little bit of right. He's 64 years old. He played at right field mostly for the Tigers as a platoon player.
Yeah, he was a nice player, he's a better person than he was a player. And I think Lynn would love to come on. He was on my show many years ago in his 20s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, if you ever had him on your show.
Oh, yeah. And I just don't. I remember him coming to the bar, and we would sit, talk, and the fans loved him in there. I don't remember what bar that was, but we had a great time. Lynn Jones was one of the greatest people I've ever been around as far as players are concerned, and I don't hang with players today at all, of course. Back then, and I didn't hang with back then, but I knew some of them. Lance Persh, another guy. No matter where I did my show, Lance, come on the road doing my show.
Uh-huh.
Great man.
Yeah, and you had a great guest on yesterday, Bill Scherr. Now, there's another guy that agrees with me that Jack Morris should be in the Hall of Fame, Ron, and he also Alan Trammell, and I agree with both of those.
I agree that Trammell could be. He's a little above, but not Morris. You got too many better pitchers. You got too many pitchers, Kurt, better than Morris. It's not in the Hall of Fame. You think Morris could hold a jockstrap to Mickey Lolich?
If you look at the numbers, you're probably right. But he said you got to go beyond the numbers on some players and the toughness of this guy. And
he was a tough one.
He compared him to Madison Bumgarner. You know, that's how tough.
He's not a Madison Bumgarner. But let me tell you something. You say go beyond the numbers. He was a horse's rear end. Players didn't like him. And NBA, so, you know, that just shouldn't keep you out of the Hall. Not in any way, shape, or form. But you say beyond the numbers. I'm going beyond the numbers there. I remember one game, the Tigers lost 5-4. And here's what happened. After the game, they interviewed me. He said, I did my job. Tigers didn't score me many runs. They scored 4 runs. What do you want?
Well, yeah, you know, sometimes he said the wrong thing, and I agree. But I think if the players voted instead of the writers, you'd find out that maybe he would be in the Hall of Fame. That's just my opinion. But Alan Trammell, too. These guys were tough players.
Yeah, they were told Red Trammell much more than Morris.
Well, you know, he got a bad reputation here, and similar to a lot of people, you know, maybe do. But
a reputation he deserved.
When he had the game on the line, he wanted the ball. You know, he didn't want to come out of the game. You don't see that like in Max Scherzer.
No, you're right.
Get me out of the game.
You're right there. But the trouble is, he just wasn't productive. I saw nearly every one of his games.
And part of the numbers that his ERA is higher. He's one of the first pitchers that had to face the DH all the time.
Don't go there. So what about these other pitchers that face the DH? And don't forget something else. Don't forget something else.
DH is usually a 300 hitter on the other team, so you got to face that. The pitchers in the National League don't face the DH. That makes for adjustment in the ERA, I think, over the course of a season, over the course of a career.
Did Denny McClain face the DH?
Nope.
Look at his numbers, 1.91 ERA. Morris's ERA was 3.9 something. He does not belong in the Hall of Fame. Sorry, Kurt.
I know you're going to not agree with me, but I just said there's another guy that agrees with me. Bill Scherer, great guest.
He is borderline.
Jerry Green. Jerry Green.
Well, I'll tell you something. And I told Jerry, I said, Jerry's not as good a pitcher as Mickey Lolich. You're not saying Mickey Lolich in the Hall of Fame. He's a much better pitcher than him.
Well,
he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Possibly all those guys should be in the Hall of Fame. But I think you're going to be wrong about Pudge Rodriguez. I think you're going to find out when the announcement is made, Pudge Rodriguez is going to make it as a first ballot candidate. And the reason why is they let Mike Piazza in last year. So the steroid question is gone now. Now they've let one cheater in. All the cheaters are going to get in.
No, eventually. All the cheaters won't get in, I hope. If that's the case.
Oh, yeah, they're going to backdoor them in one at a time.
We'll change the name from the Hall of Fame to Hall of Shame.
Now that Pudge Rodriguez gets in this year, I think that's going to open the door for Barry Bonds and Roger.
No, year. Don't go there.
Well, they're already getting over 70% of the vote. They had 25% of the ballots were turned in early and released.
Let me tell you something.
They show that they have over 70% of the vote. Now, if the other three quarters of the ballots come in and they get a little more than 70%, they could get in this year even.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you some story last year at the ballpark when who comes up and sits with me but my boy Rob Parker of the B. Arthur fame. Rob Parker sits down and joins me. Oh, you know who's a great guy. I said, who's that? Barry Bonds. I said, get off that. Oh, we had a nice conversation. Do you realize?
Yeah, you know, he's definitely a cheater, but, you know, he had a good
Let me finish what
cheating.
I'm saying, though, can I, Kurt?
Sure.
And I want to finish the story. So I said, you fell for that? And he said, what do you mean fall? Just what I said. Do you know when Barry Bonds comes into a city, finds out who the voters for the Hall of Fame, and he's very friendly with them? That's why he's friendly with you. He's a jerk, number one. He should never be in the Hall of Fame. And if you put him in there, you don't deserve to be voting for the Hall of Fame. He didn't say a word.
Well, Ron, Happy New Year. And
Happy
you know
New
why?
Year to you.
I know I like this show because I can come out and talk like this stuff with you, and it gets us going. You know, this is a good debate all the time. These Hall of Fame players, you know, football.
Hall of Fame, you just said it right. Hall of Fame players. That's where they belong. The Hall of Flame. The Hall of Shame.
You're going to flame out, I guess. Yep. Jack Horse flamed out, I guess. But Happy New Year anyway. And
thank you.
You guys had a great show today and yesterday. Thank you.
Thanks, Kurt, for the call. And we're going to have another hour coming up with Roger Faulkner in just a few minutes here on Sports Talk. That's going to be very interesting. Got about the World Cup here. A legend in soccer. And Roger Faulkner's in the studios. He'll take your calls the next hour here on Sports Talk. We have another email. Okay, let's go to it.
Yeah, we have one more here. We have Ryan from Dearborn Heights. Ryan's email is actually about old-fashioned baseball. He says...
Old-fashioned baseball.
Good old-fashioned baseball. As far as the 1980s go, Ron, who do you think was the most dominant pitcher? So obviously, you don't think it's Morris.
No, Morris won the most games, but let me explain something to you. That's one period. He had a high ERA. He gave up way too many runs for me to be in the Hall of Fame. I look at ERA as the most important part of the Hall of Fame, not wins. If you win 9-8, you don't belong in the Hall of Fame. And he won a few games like that. Yes, he played in some. He gave up a lot of home runs in a home run hitter's ballpark. But there's some great pitchers who are not in the Hall of Fame that had better numbers than you, a lot better numbers than you, Morris. Morris used to put the blame on everybody else when he had a bad game. He pitched a complete game and give up 5-6 runs and lose the game by one run. As I said earlier, he won a 6-5 or 5-4 game. He said, "I did my job. I wish my teammates would have done their job." That's what you want to tell your teammates? They scored 4 runs for you. You can't handle that. You don't belong in the Hall of Fame. Another thing, toward the end of what year it was, in the 70s, when the Tigers had a lead and they were really going for the pen. In the last few weeks of the season, they were going for the division. 3 times Jack Morris had a 2-0 lead in the game. 3 times, and he blew all 3 games. That is not a Hall of Fame pitcher. You give that to Denny McClain, Mickey Loach, those people like that, they didn't lose those games, folks. They won them. You give 1 or 2 runs on those guys, Hall of Famers, they need 1 run. They'll win it. 2 runs, automatic win. Now, and Jack Morris, several times in the 80s, 2 or 3 times that I remember, led the league in run support. They scored a lot. They were a good hitting team back then, the Tigers. Scored a lot of runs. So, no. Jack Morris gets in the Hall of Fame. It becomes a Hall of Shame as far as I'm concerned.
Did win 3 rings, though.
You can put the rings. There's a lot of people that have rings. That was his wedding rings you're looking at.
At the MVP on
one. Yeah, but look at his all overall. They said he was tough in the clutch. Look at his overall performance in the World Series. 2 good ones, 2 terrible ones. Am I right? Take a look at him. So Morris was for Morris and nobody else, not his team. Teammates couldn't stand him. I saw him coming here. People just turned their backs on him. Coming up after the break, Roger Faulkner, my guest on sports. We're talking soccer the next hour. Get those soccer questions ready, folks. Jim Brady's Detroit, a tradition since 1954 featuring the best burger, chili, and Caesar salad, as well as new culinary creations that will make your mouth water. Center cut filet, fresh seafood, shrimp cocktail, and much more. Handmade desserts and Werner's ice cream. How do you like the old member of that one? Jim Brady's Detroit has lunch, dinner, and drink special 7 days showing sports on 16 big screen TVs. Come see Tom Brady and his team and see what's cooking at Jim Brady's Detroit in Royal Oak at 1214 South Main Street. Fairfax Quality Market features choice meats, Amish chicken, and a full deli, prepared meats, homemade soups and fresh produce, craft local beers, and more. Open 7 days, 8 to 8. Fairfax Quality Market is in Grosse Pointe Park on Beaconsfield between Jefferson and the water. And the Euro Cafe in Shelby Township features old world Greek recipes, spinach pies, moussaka, pastizio, lamb shank, grape leaves, flaming opa, slovaka, kebabs, pita sandwiches, Greek salads, and the best Euros around. Choice of beef, lamb, and chicken. The Euro Cafe has lunch and dinner specials 7 days. Dine in, carry out, and the Euro Cafe delivers. The Euro Cafe is on the corner of 23 Mile and Shaner and the Deer Creek Plaza. Call the Euro Cafe at 586-532-1500, 586-532-1500. Coming up after the break, a little bit of a tennis legend, but soccer legend, Roger Faulkner, and we'll take your calls. If you want to email Roger, we already have an email for Roger already. If you want to email Roger already, you can give us a now. You can do it at CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Future shows next Saturday. Bruce Fields, the Tigers minor league hitting coordinator. And next Sunday, Ernie Witt, another guy killed the Tigers, one of the all-time great Tiger killers. And he's still in baseball, coaching the national team. And that's coming up. Be back with Roger Faulkner after this.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron.
Hi, this is Kim from Union Members Radio, where we feature representatives from your local each and every week. So tune in Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. And in the meantime, before the show, check out the website at unionmembersradio.com, where you can catch up on the latest news from your local and where you'll find trusted resources to serve your everyday needs. That's unionmembersradio.com. All right, be sure to tune in this Sunday at 7 p.m. This world from
dragging me down. It's a new year, and big changes are on the road ahead, including a new president in the White House. Will President Trump unhitch the dead weight that continues to drag our economy down?
Cut regulations massively.
And will he finally steer us in the right direction on our illegal immigration problem? These are just a few bumps in the road for 2017. So buckle up. It should be a fun ride. Happy New Year from FM 101.5 and AM 1400. The Patriot.